Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us,
And welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm Tasia, back again.
I'm Polly.
Back like she never laughed.
Back and better than before. The comeback kid.
Right? Because Verbena's back again. She wasn't here before.
So I like how you tied that in. Hi, guys. I'm back.
So to bring us right into some scandalous social media news, Facebook is facing yet another lawsuit. And the funny thing about this lawsuit is the simple fact that Facebook tried to get a judge to dismiss it in the first place, because a girl is suing them over naked pictures found on this quote unquote shame page.
A minor.
Yes.
A young girl. I think she's only like 14.
Yes. And what I say about this is the fact that, why do you think Facebook, the judge, would dismiss this case in the first place? This is Facebook.
They should have removed it right away.
My exact point, what I was going to say.
Right.
You guys monitor
and
these pictures in a
she's
way.
She's young, so then you stumble into child pornography problems and situations there.
Gets sticky.
Because she is a minor, as well as the fact, I'm actually glad that the judge did not dismiss this and is allowing this girl and her family and things
and
to
she's
sue
from
them.
Ireland. It's
so,
crazy.
Yeah. Because, yeah. And it's just, it's a really sad situation, because, you know, that's just hurtful.
Did she send a nude and the nude got, and somebody had an issue with her, right? And they posted it as revenge.
Yeah, because she's also taking legal action against the person who posted it in the first place.
But it's also kind of don't send nudes either.
No, well.
Is it like that? Because she's only 14, so I don't know. What do you guys
think? Honestly, and
boys,
that's why I'm saying, when you
in high school,
even just receive, I'm not quite sure how it is in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Because they might have different rules and laws in regards to, and so I'm not quite sure what the age limit is with child pornography laws and things like that over there. I'm not quite sure. But from what I know here in the States, over here and things like that, even sending and receiving a nude from a minor is considered having child pornography on your phone.
Yeah. Even
whether
now,
she's 17, whatever it is, even if it's your boyfriend and girlfriend in high school,
even if you're the same age,
even
you
if you're the
get
same
in trouble
age.
For it, because too many reports have come out nowadays.
And it's
about
just to squash
this.
The problem altogether.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
just
so, so sadly she did, this will not, she didn't do this. A person did this to embarrass her, to shame her. It was posted on a shame page.
It was done as an act as revenge.
Yeah,
she literally
just
quoted
a really malicious intent. Yeah,
right.
And regardless of what, we can get into the whole thing, people shouldn't send nudes, especially young children or whatever, but that's not the problem.
That's
the
not
problem
the point
is
here.
You shouldn't be shaming people, and you shouldn't be posting something with malicious intent like that. That's going to not only embarrass her, but now Facebook has had to do this tracking thing where, because a lot of people, we all know, and we've heard campaigns and things like that about that the internet is permanent. You know, once it gets posted, once it gets downloaded, uploaded, whatever it is, that it doesn't really go away. You know, people can screenshot things even if you take it down. People can save things, post it to other places. And so Facebook now is going to have to, one thing that they're doing as well, especially in this case, is they have to track that photo to delete it basically and to retrieve it.
What I find,
but I don't. Go ahead. I just don't know how you can really do that.
Well, this is what I was going to say in regards to that. What's crazy about it is I don't know how fast Facebook is able to track, you know, nudity, right, those sort of pictures. But things. Facebook owns Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram, all you do is post pictures.
Right.
Instagram is very on top of that. So why is,
right,
it,
why is
Facebook
it different
not,
on Facebook?
When Rihanna did that ad mm-hmm. campaign where she was nude and her breasts were showing in the pictures, Instagram deleted Rihanna's account.
Yeah, people get
and then apologized in the future
things.
For deleting it. So I don't understand.
No, I totally get where you're
coming
from.
Yeah, why wasn't Facebook more on top of this? Especially
what's the
in
difference
sense,
in the secure? Well, yeah, and I guess
she was such a young girl.
I think it's, they follow right. celebrities more. They're more controversial. True. Kim Kardashian posts a picture, they're going to deal with her first before, you know, just start the average Joe.
True.
So, I'm glad that it's not like she's going to be able to take legal action against this. And hopefully it's a tough lesson to learn, you know, for everybody involved. It's a tough lesson for people not involved, like anybody out there. You do take that chance when you are yeah. sending and posting different things mm-hmm. For whatever reasons that you choose to do yeah. so.
And one of the reasons why Facebook themselves wanted to get the claim dismissed is uh-huh. because, like we were literally just saying, they... In their defense and their claim, they say they did take the picture down as soon as it was notified to them that it was there.
Right.
They took it down. They did their job. Why are these charges being against them? That's mm-hmm. why it should be thrown out, because they didn't do anything wrong in the sense that someone
they
posted
feel like
it.
Once they
we
did.
Took it off. What
I feel like I
kind of
see
now.
I see both sides to this.
Yeah, I think it's just a simple fact that she's a 14-year-old girl, and that 14-year-old girl and their family is taking legal action. So when it just becomes a minor and
because
nudity,
I think they're
nothing...
scared too, right? Like it'll stay on the internet forever.
Yeah.
So they need Facebook to do something about it and really wake them up. If they didn't do a lawsuit, maybe they wouldn't try to work so hard to track this photo, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
True.
Because like, even the if back. The photo is deleted, if someone just knew any information attached to the photo on Facebook, you can Google it and it might still pop up. So I think that's why they need Facebook to take those legal actions and get all the identifying servers to make sure the picture's not going to be found. Ever
right
again.
So which I hope, you know, I hope it
sucks, because you know what goes on the internet sometimes,
it's really difficult to reverse it
to
yeah
it.
But it's sad, right? Because if a teen posts something wrong and then they grow up and let's say they want to be a police officer, that one picture, that one mistake that they made, that they deleted, thought was gone, can come back to haunt them and potentially ruin their adult life and their career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, I tell my 13-year-old brother that all the time. Like, anything you post on the internet will stay on the internet. And they're kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, they don't understand the consequences of it. Because at 13, you don't really understand the severity of some issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And speaking of anything you post on the internet staying on the internet,
oh, this
have
is
you
freaky.
Guys heard of Yahoo scanning and searching their customers' email accounts?
Well, and so, yeah, with the FBI
mm-hmm. for government officials use,
right? For government official use, and that they were asked, that, like they were given an official request to give them access in real time to certain messages coming in, so like inbound messages to accounts and things like that, and it actually led to some of their. Like the chief information officer, he decided to step down actually after it came to light that this is what was happening. Because
yeah, because the company 100% complied with the right. U.S. government's demands in regards to scanning millions right. of. I'm right. like, oh, my
really,
messages were scanned.
Well, and it's
know.
Really interesting. And I thought that this was kind of weird. Well, I don't know if weird's necessarily the correct word for it, but I have like an old Yahoo account that I made. It was my first email. From mm-hmm. Elementary school, and it was a Yahoo account, and I still have it like attached to like my phone and things like that. And I received an email stating earlier this, I think it was last week, that there was a potential, like my account was at risk and that I needed to change my password and everything because there was like a breach, like a hack that mm-hmm. Was basically over like 500 million Yahoo accounts were affected by this, and they were saying to that, you know, for me to change for all like they it was like a blast email mm-hmm. that they sent out to the account users to change your email password and things like that, and that if you use that same password for other accounts to change those account passwords as well. So, and they were saying that this happened back in 2014, and so I was kind of upset on two accounts, because one, I was like, okay, this happened in 2014, you know, 16 now later, and what
they've been reading, like, it for the whole time.
Yeah. And then it was kind of like a wake up call for myself too, because I'll admit, and I've said this before on previous social media news podcasts, that I do have like the same, like, I have the same password for different things. Mm-hmm. And so
usually
I
was, people do.
Right. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, like, I really need to change this. And I never really got around to it. And so, of course, right then and there, I did it. And I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, are some of my other accounts and things compromised? And so I made sure to change the passwords and things. So I was kind of annoyed with that part.
Yeah.
But then I was annoyed a second time after reading like the new developments and things going on, that they sent out this email saying that there was a potential risk that we were all like hacked, and that hackers had gotten to our accounts and potentially could have stolen our passwords and other identification.
But who are these hackers?
But now they're saying that it could have actually been this government requested email
and
scanning.
That was their way that was getting like into everybody's system,
right? And that, because they, so now it's like, was this a cover-up email that they sent out? And
that's what I was thinking. I am sure.
Or was it that you guys sent us this because you guys didn't even really know what was happening, that you guys thought it was a hack,
or just
it
to cover a hack?
It was the U.S. and that not everybody knew that the U.S. was granted access. And so another security
person, so somebody else was like, oh, change your password.
Who has
everybody
a lower clearance was like, oh shoot, we were hacked. And the higher ups were like, not really,
because reports have said we have no idea what information intelligence were after. We don't know
what exactly they were looking for.
All we know, words and keywords. There was just apparently certain characters, phrases, and attachments that flagged to them in some
means, but they don't know what exactly.
Yeah,
and I mean, I know I'm not hiding anything,
it's fine. People were unable to determine what exactly Yahoo handed over.
Right.
Two officials.
And so
it's like what were they looking for, and what did you give them?
And is it the monitoring still going on? Was it in 2014, 15, and 16 only part of those years? You know, it's just kind of like,
they keep you in the dark about a lot of things, like you'll never know. But also, if you change your email, how is that going to help you against U.S. intelligence? Government officials, like changing your email, that's they're giving you a false clearance, sense of security. Yeah. Like,
well, they were
they
telling
can
us
get through
to
any
change
system
our password, because according to the email, it was hackers that attacked it. And so that's why they were saying, you know, change your passwords for everything, because sometimes once a hacker gets like your login information, then they will like try it on other accounts and things, and then you can like hack into like your entire life.
And so I find it funny that, quote, Yahoo stated, this is the report they put out, Yahoo is a law-abiding company and complies with the law of the United States, end quote. Okay, so, well, the United States is apparently the one who literally told you to do this search or hack on everybody's email. So you're pretty much telling us, we're going to do what they say. Sorry if you guys had to be, let people
bigger,
know what's
other
going on.
Servers, other companies such as Google and Microsoft have actually, when they receive similar type requests from U.S. government, like, you know, the NSA and things like that, they will either decline them and take it to court and things like that. And will have take other measures and or be more aware and only disclose certain things, like they don't fully like say, hey, go ahead, have whatever it is. And so it kind of does just make you, it made me feel like really uncomfortable, because again, like, I got that email, and so I'm kind of like weird, you know. And I mean, it's mostly just spam junk mail that goes to my Yahoo account anyways, because it's like all old stuff, but you know,
right?
It just
crazy,
makes you uncomfortable, I guess.
But we're gonna have to take it to a commercial break and keep it locked. We'll be right back with the Golden State Media Concepts social media news.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
and welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. And on a different note, we wanted to discuss some controversy taking over the Twitter sphere. But so I think it was a year ago when
around that time
to the dress.
Yes, because it was, I was in school and we were talking about it a lot.
Yeah,
that dress had me so confused.
I didn't even get it.
Don't know what the dress is. It was like a striped, kind of like formal-ish dress.
It was like something you'd find at Macy's.
So yeah, and it was like, so depending on who you asked, sometimes it looked like it was blue and black striped. Sometimes it looked like it was gold and white striped. Yeah. And it like was causing an uproar because people were like, no, I'm looking at it and the picture is a blue dress.
What color was it actually?
People, okay, you want to know my theory on this?
Yes.
It was all the colors. People just were changing the filter and posting different ones of it. And so depending on which one you saw, which one I saw, depending on what count you looked at, so it was actually a different picture.
So they never said which color it really was?
I don't think it ever came out what color it was. It probably was blue and black. Honestly. Hmm. And then the felt,
I don't know. See, I never.
I truly think it was like white and white gold. And the filter, uh-huh. They just kept changing it.
Yeah. But every time I looked at it, but I don't get it. Because when I was looking at the same picture on my phone and I was like, okay, this is blue and black. And then my brother would be like, no, it's white and gold. Like the same picture, everybody saw something different. And I was really confused.
Like he was looking at your phone.
Looking at my phone at the same time. I was like, tell me what color this dress is.
Well, maybe somebody's like colorblind-ish.
Well, that was the thing that was involved.
But certain colors you don't see.
Or some colors are weakened in our own eyes. So like, you know.
Wow.
We can see the color white easier as opposed to
blue. Well, you know, that just brings me to something really random that my brother was talking about. That he said people that play video games are more accustomed to a lot a range of different colors because they're used to seeing so many different things pop in and out of the screen.
Right. It's interesting.
Seeing a range of different stuff, like people fading in and out. So there's
a lot of stimulus.
Yeah, lot of stimulation in your eyes. So they're used to that. Well, some people don't see that. And so they just see what's literally first surface image of what's right in front of their face.
Right.
So to bring us to this story that would happen in today's day is the purse issue. Apparently it was a Kate Spade purse.
Right.
That this girl just happened to post on her Twitter account, and she posted it like, oh my gosh, my new Kate Spade purse. I love it so much. And then someone commented and was like, oh, it's such a nice white purse. And she was like, it's blue.
And
like the person who owned the purse was like, it's blue. And the people commenting was like, it's white. Like it's really white. Mm-hmm. And then Twitter went crazy of all these people commenting
what back they were
and forth
seeing.
And being like, dude, this is really a white purse. Are you playing with us?
Right.
Why are you acting like it's blue? Why? Because the owner of the purse herself
is like, I'm holding a blue purse.
It's blue. I'm holding a blue purse. Right. Why do you guys think it's white? So,
and it's an actual blue purse.
It's
like,
yeah,
when you look it up online, Kate Spade to go order it, it's a blue.
She even stated like the name of it was something something blue. Like it was some type of sun-kissed like starlight blue,
mystic blue.
Yeah, there you are, mystic blue. So, I mean, mystic just makes you think, I guess, a little white fairy dust, but in this case it was literally the filter problem. But that's just weird as well, because herself who posted the picture and she chose the filter.
Well, sometimes the resolution thinking?
Oh, how bright
could
is
be
your
different
phone is,
on your
I
phone
guess.
Or it could just be like even like your monitor or I mean, of course, somebody I'm sure has like a really technical explanation, but I saw the picture too and I was like, okay, this is a white purse.
White
but then when you look it up online, it is a blue, like
it's very baby blue.
Yeah,
it's very, very,
it's really
faint.
I think it's pretty.
I think it was just the lighting in the picture.
Yeah,
itself.
And you know how sometimes, like, yeah, depending on how like you can get washed out, like depending on how much light is on you when you're just taking like a selfie or something, like, you know.
Napoleon would know.
You know, I just, you know,
yeah,
when I'm trying to look cute
were,
and stuff.
Yeah, and people are funny on like Twitter and stuff like that. They're like, oh my god, another the dress situation,
right?
Like, oh my god, really?
But I think this one just didn't last as long only because you could Google the actual purse and look it up on Kate Spade's website, so it kind of like trumped all the fun that we could have had with it.
And then you were saying that people kept changing it over and over and over.
Yeah, like, I think that's how
people changed this one. They were just really like, what is going on?
Right.
And the girl who owned the purse herself
was like, guys, was like, no, I'm telling you it's a blue purse.
I'm telling you it's not a joke. This isn't anything like for play. I just really wanted to show my new purse.
Right. Cute. Wasn't supposed to be like this.
Wasn't supposed to be this big of an issue. She's like, no, really, like, I'm not kidding. It's Mystic Blue. Here's a link to it. Kate Spade. But then when you look at it online, online pictures of purses and stuff like that, they've been able to have their own like little photo shoot, all these nice lighting and stuff. So you can really see the baby blue or the Mystic Blue in the Kate Spade purse versus her just sitting it on her table at home and maybe not good lighting, normal phone, snapping the picture, or whatever, posting it online. Yeah. Maybe put a filter on it. And it's
trying to make it look cute.
I just love how passionate everybody gets about what color is it. Like, do we not have lives, guys? We're all sitting here arguing about what color is it.
Who cares? Why did you care to even like
it's but we do care. Now I was all stressed out, like, this bag is white. And then you guys are like, no, it's blue.
It's blue. And she said, that makes the that's what's so crazy and interesting about social media, how much everybody gets involved and how much every different people care, and this person follows this person that doesn't follow this person, so they got tagged
now
into
you're
it
connected because you're,
it's like, well, who is this girl and where's her person? Why does she say
why do we care? So we're gonna cut it to a break real quickly, and then when we come back we're gonna talk about another funny post on Twitter and some good humor, which I thought was so cute, as well as Gilmore Girls and what happened this past week. If you are, I mean, a really big fan of Gilmore Girls, you could enjoy the Gilmore Girl lifestyle. So we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So, if you guys were addicted to watching Pixar movies like I was, you've probably seen the movie The Bug's Life.
Yes.
Those cute little ants everywhere.
All those, like, animated.
Flick.
I know.
The thing to do when you're a kid.
I always thought that one little caterpillar was funny when he was like, I'm a beautiful butterfly, and he had those tiny little wings.
Speaking of that just reminds me of, like, that was just my childhood growing up. I read those books where it was like the caterpillar that, you know, was different days traveling.
Aww,
you
know,
that
little, like, yes, paperback. I know exactly which, like, one you're talking about.
Or those video games where, like, it's the Bug's Life video game, like, on the computer. So I was definitely all into the little bug games.
So, you know, when a Pixar movie's really made it in life is when they get their own very own ride.
Right. I know. You know, yeah. Every great movie, you know, it's great when it becomes a ride.
Like, you know, every star is great when they actually get their star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Right. So it's official. The Bug's Life has a Bug's Life ride. And this was posted all over Twitter, and everybody is so excited about the ride for obvious reasons. I mean, look at the little caterpillar. He's such a little munchkin. Or big munchkin.
He's a little munchkin, right? I know.
I'm going to beg my husband to take me to Disneyland after this.
I don't know why that caterpillar reminds me of the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland. You know, the mischievous one that talks. Like, they look nothing alike at all.
I know, I get that too.
Yeah, the Bug's Life one is all, like, giddy, and then the caterpillar. But they just have, caterpillars just have, like, this, you know, persona to them that they're, they're just all about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, I'd always read the book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah.
That's a classic. So
you guys are cute. I just
relate all the caterpillars. But Pauline, tell us why this ride is getting so much social media attention.
Okay, so earlier this week, it was really funny because a comedian who goes by Christine Sedelko posted a picture, and she's sitting on the front of the ride, and which honestly to me is always the best spot. You always want to be in the very front or in the very back. But she posted a picture of herself like enjoying it, and like her face is like really funny in the picture, because you know when you're on rides, I think it's always a lot of fun to post. I mean, not post, but
to get a picture of yourself, yeah, when you're on it
with weird funny faces.
And to like
Disneyland's the most roller coasters honestly are like the best, but Disneyland, right,
it's like
the
plan
best
how you're gonna like that, me and my brothers,
you can see the camera coming to, like, get that close.
We like try to plan like our clothes so like we're matching or whatever. Or so Christine, she posted a picture on Twitter, and she tweeted herself on the picture on the ride, excuse me, and it says, okay, but why do I look like the bleep ride? And then when you take a look at the picture that she posted and the front of the Jolly Ride, which is the caterpillar from It's a Bug's Life,
and it's her,
they
right
look
there in the front,
pretty similar, because she has like chuffy cheeks and he has
and the way they're smiling,
so happy.
That was what I was gonna say, like, did she plan to smile
I'm wondering because it's kind of like she looks
like that pretty awkward, much, weird, yes, trying, like she's trying to make his smile be her smile.
And it's like just huge. And people, of course, thought it was hilarious, because then you go back and you look at it and you think it's funny. And I think even more so, and she is a comedian. I found out later that she was a comedian. But
if she's a comedian, I'm sure she probably did it on purpose. Right.
But she nailed it.
Because she was like right there in the front, right behind
perfect
him.
Timing.
When I first saw the picture, I was like, this girl is hilarious if she could just like laugh at herself like this, you know?
And knows and like then, she looks
and
like
just,
the ride.
Yeah, and let people just like laugh with her, yeah, and things like that. And because sometimes people don't say anything until like you point it out. So for her to like actually point it out and
herself,
be like, I'm posting this because look, guys, like I look like the picture.
Yeah.
Like, I look
that's
like the
cool
ride.
I like that.
You know?
And of course, social media always takes crazes, you know, makes memes. And then like they,
yes,
switched her face
they
with
did
the
a
ride
face. Swap.
Face,
yes.
And it was just like, like as if the little caterpillar was actually riding the ride. But it's funny because the caterpillar still has the same smile on his face riding
ew,
the ride,
yes,
now.
And it was funny. And then, so that was a lot of fun. I thought it was a good laugh. And it's kind of like one of those harmless things because it wasn't making fun of anybody besides herself. And like it was
it
in good
offensive
fun. Yeah, it was, yeah, in good nature and good fun. And it wasn't hurting anybody. It was just like a caterpillar, and she,
yeah,
looks like the caterpillar. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. I'm her account, she is her name, excuse me, is Christine Sedelko, and her account name is at CSYDELKO. So if you're interested in seeing that one, or you can probably just Google it, you know, it'll pop up. So in other fun news is the Gilmore Girls. And so they are making a return to the small screen thanks to Netflix. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to be coming back on November 24th. So just in time for the holidays when you're spending time with your girlfriends and friends and close family members, whatever. Like, well, what
Netflix
have you.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix
Hello.
And chill with your mom. And so as part of like a marketing
campaign,
excuse me, thank you, Netflix has paired up with
Starbucks
a bunch of different, yeah, like is it just Starbucks? I think it was just a bunch
just
of different coffee shops,
yeah,
throughout the United States this past week, and they were giving you a time, like a chance to enjoy Luke's Diner coffee.
Yes.
And so
with little scriptures,
they have little quotes from the show. They had the coffee filters, not the filters, excuse me, the hot filters. So like when you, the hot sleeves, I don't know why I keep calling it a filter, but the hot sleeves,
the filter for your cup.
So the hot sleeves were in the iconic Luke's logo as well. A lot of people dressed up as favorite characters to go enjoy coffee. And it was just a couple of stores for a day throughout the United States.
Yeah.
So if you missed it, I'm sorry you missed it, because it's over.
Yeah, and
but
what's really cool is that for that day, all those coffee shops and diners were acting like they were legit Luke's diner. It wasn't that they were serving you their mm-hmm. their
which makes it a lot of fun. It was like, just a fun time. Luke's.
Yeah.
And especially for fans, there was lines, of course, everywhere of fans of the show trying to get in and enjoy that.
And there was cutouts of the characters, and everybody's taking pictures, which you can see more of on Twitter, too.
Right. And so it's a fun thing. I love it when an amazing they do these kind of things.
Because they had lines wrapped around the coffee shops starting from 6 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And people were just like going crazy, like so excited to get this Gilmore Girls coffee. And mind you, the coffee shop is probably open until like 8, 9 o'clock. You're there at 6 and the line's already wrapping around the block.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of fun.
It must have been more about the experience versus
and to take a picture and things like that. Exactly. Yeah. And just to say that you are a part of that. And it is a really good marketing tactic, because I think that it's getting people.
No one
people...
else has really done that besides In-N-Out, but
In-N-Out has done pop-up shops. They also have done like with Star Wars, they did in LA where like they had like a pop-up Galactic Cafe so it's very rare, but I agree. Like I think, I don't know, see that's the thing, because I kind of want it more because I think it's fun, especially when it's just like a 1 or 2 day thing, so it's like you have to be there or whatever, but then you don't want it to get too played out.
Yeah, and then that's an expense on the company themselves, because it's all for free that they're doing all this free stuff.
But then
and a
with
lot more
the,
people come for free than they do
right,
to get
the
it
Gilmore Girls one was for free. The Star Wars one was that you could just go and experience, and you actually had to like make reservations, but you two were like transported there.
Yeah.
And then you also like the drinks and things and like the different foods that they had looked and were similar to what you saw like in the movie and things like that. So a lot of planning definitely goes into it. But I agree. I think it's kind of cool to get us talking about it again. I wouldn't mind paying for something like that, though. You know, an experience or a coffee.
If you're going to buy your coffee anyway.
Anyways, right.
Yeah. And it was really cute how they made the diners look like it was Luke's, like
it's
literally
really,
on the signs, the people, the characters from the shows. They had little like little jars there to act like they were there, stuff like that. So they made it very cute.
And it had a really good theme.
Yeah. And the thing that I was going to say about Netflix themselves, because Netflix shows that are, you know, older, but at the same time, Netflix is a network in itself that has
brings
them back and has new stuff. So for all we know, maybe one day in the works in the future, Netflix will start making new episodes of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Like they did with Fuller House, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
So that'd be really cool.
I love the fact that they did these pop-up shops throughout the United States, so it wasn't just an East Coast or West Coast thing.
Right.
It was literally
really
everywhere in the United States.
That people could experience this and had the chance.
Like every state, in a sense, had like one, at least one. Some of the like, you know, more like land states in the Midwest, closer to Canada, Ravina, states did not have the option as much throughout the whole state, like places like California or New York, stuff like that did. But it was really cool how everybody had their opportunity to drink. I mean, I didn't drink any. I don't like coffee, honestly.
Oh, wow.
You don't like coffee?
No.
How dare she?
I'm more of like a smoothie. Like,
do you like
tea? Like energy
ING
smoothie.
Tea.
That's really good, though, because coffee does dehydrate you, and I drink way too much of it.
I mean, some people were in line, literally. They posted pictures of them being in line drinking coffee to get the free coffee.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's something I would totally
they have
do.
To be. It was 6 a.m. in the morning.
If I'm spending all night waiting for this,
like, I got to be wired and up.
Exactly.
And ready for, I can't miss
I'm all jacked up
Gilmore
on my own dew. Yeah. So that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So Ravina, tell us where they can find us.
So you guys can find us on Google Play, SoundCloud.
Stitchers
as well as.
Our website.
Yes.
GSMCpodcast.com.
And you can like us on Facebook and in real life.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
Holla for la dollar. Yes. All right, so that's going to do it. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media, from Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.